Rachel's Star Rumors.
I don't gossip. Maybe sometimes I find out things and I pass that information on. You know, kind of like a public service.
Let's go!
And now, with all the latest celebrity dirt, here's Rachel.
Harold Ramis died yesterday of complications related to an autoimmune disorder. He was 69, best known for playing Egon Spengler in the Ghostbusters movie, but he also co-wrote them along with Animal House and Caddyshack, which he directed. He also directed National Lampoon's Vacation and wrote and directed Groundhog Day. Robin Thicke and Paula Patton have split after over 8 years of marriage. They released a statement saying that they've, quote, mutually decided to separate at this time. Meanwhile, the woman who Robin groped last year says she'd be interested in seeing him again now that he's available. According to a list of crazy celebrity appearance fees, Beyonce can command up to $2 million per appearance, while Jay-Z gets up to $1.5 million. Cher gets $1.5 million. Christina Aguilera once got $1 million to perform for an hour. And Vanilla Ice can be yours for $15,000. During his first week hosting The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon only spent a third of each show actually talking to guests, as opposed to Jay Leno's average of 51%, and his ratings have been great so far. A professor of media studies says Jimmy's success could inspire his competitors to follow his lead and change the landscape of late night.